Overhead message boards, social media notices, and news station information are ways we often know when there are backups on our road system. Did you know the information we receive is gathered electronically?
It really comes down to it being a wire that is actually embedded in the pavement itself.
Doug Ninsel is spokesperson for the Arizona Department of Transportation.
And there are a series of wires that wind up being put into the pavement across the width of the freeway. And as you're driving along the freeway, you're traveling over those sensors.
I bet you've seen those sensors, a set of 3 to 4 consecutive black stripes on the road. ADOT calls them loop detectors. They're placed at key points along the freeway, like major interchanges. The electronic wires are attached to a metal box on the side of the freeway. Each time vehicles run over them, the sensors send data to the box. Each wire provides different data, including the number of vehicles passing by, their speed, and the space between them.
Welcome to our world of the control room within the Traffic Operations Center.
And it's so quiet.
You know, it is actually, we try to keep it as quiet as possible so that we can really focus on the work at hand.
The room looks like a little NASA mission control center. There are 40 video monitors on a wall. Live video of Valley freeways is streamed and captured on each one. There are 2 to 3 traffic operators on duty during any given shift, including a DPS officer. The center operates 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. While watching the operators work, I glance up at the monitors and see a backup on eastbound I-10 near 27th Avenue. An accident has just occurred.
Severity of it. They could shut it down for a while.
Ninsel says once traffic data from the sensors is transmitted, operators can zoom in on the troubled area. The pavement sensors and the video cameras are part of a more than a 150-mile freeway management system that keeps all of us up to date on freeway conditions.
This is all about computer technology, so it's nearly instantaneous that you're able to have that information into a computer system. And it's all real time out there.
The data is also used for future planning, depending on how many cars and commercial vehicles are traveling the roads. For example, ADOT can decide if there's a need for additional lanes or road improvements. For KJZZ News, I'm Nadine Arroyo Rodriguez.